Rabbi Yisrael and Ruthie, I wanted to share with you a shiur that I gave last Shabbos, which I think you would appreciate. So I'll give you kind of the overview of it. It was Parshas Kisavai, so I began by saying that the Mefarshim, the Emek Tefillah from the Chikasa Zayda says, HaKiseitzel HaMelchama Leivecha, that as soon as the neshama leaves its heavenly abode, it's already at war. Kiseitze la melchama. You should understand that the minute the neshama goes out, it's la melchama alevecha, that it's already at war with the Yetzirah. So that's what the Chikasa Zayda says. The Pasuk says, "Unasani Hashem alikecha biyadecha v'shavisa shivya." Hashem will give him into your hands, and you'll capture captives. So the shaila is, we see that that's not the case. The fact is that it's talking about the melchama with the Yetzirah. And it's not necessarily true that every time we go out to war, that it's v'shavisa shivya. So I suggested that one of the things that we attempt to do is we attempt to conquer every form of Yetzirah all at once. What the Torah is telling us is kiseitzel ha'melchama leivecha, that a person needs to choose who his primary enemy is at any given time in life, and focus on that one Yetzihara, and then a person can succeed. Whereas if a person is all over the board, that too is atzasa yetzer, to get a person to try battling all fronts at once. You can't battle all fronts at once. You have to choose one battle. Derech Agav, I shared the comment from the Balatanya, who says, "An kisiyana le'ishtei noshima achas ahuva v'achasnua." A person will have two wives, one who is beloved, one who is hated. And the Sinua has the Ben Abchoris, so the Torah says, V'hayu b'yam anchili azbona v'sashiyila. He's not allowed to give the b'chayra to the Ben Ahuv al p'nei Ben Asnua. But Tanya says that the Rebbeinu Shalom has two wives, Kaviyachal. There are two types of Yidin. There's the Ben Ahuv and the Ben Asnua. There's the person who has a love relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the person who has a difficult relationship. And we all walk around thinking that it's the tzaddikim who have this tremendous loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they're the ones who it really counts. The Baal Tanya says, that we should understand that on the day, ultimately, the geula and the true reward comes from the Ben Hasnua. Those of us who are constantly at battle, those of us who are at war, we're the ones who the Rebbeinu Shalom treasures. It's our avodah, it's our melchama that the Rebbeinu Shalom treasures. Going to Parshas Kisavai, so that the pasuk, unlike Parshas Kiseitzeh, where the pasuk says Kiseitzeh la melchama, here the pasuk begins with Vahaya Kisavai. Here it started as Vahaya is a lashon simcha. Pasuk says Vahaya Kisavai ala aretz asher Hashem alikecha noson lecha nachla v'yirishta v'yishavta ba. Vahaya, Chazal tell us, is a lashon simcha. So the neshama here, the mefarshim say Kisavai al haaretz is referring to aretz al yoyin. It's when the neshama comes back after life. The neshama comes back to the aretz asher Hashem alikecha noson lecha nachla to receive the reward of Yirishtav Yishavtaba, that's there where the neshama goes on to benefit from its hard work. So here the Torah is giving us an instruction as to how it is that the Vahaya could be Kisavai, that the Kisavai should be Takalosh and Simcha. How do we ensure success that when the neshama comes back to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that it's deserving of the reward? So the Torah says, first of all, V'lekachtem Reishis Kopri Adam Asher Tovi Mi'artzecha. Every Yid has his Artzias, his Melchamas, with his Gashmias. Says the Arameir says that if a person wants to know what he came to this world for, that it's the Melchama that's most difficult for him, that's the Melchama that he came to fight. That's the simen of which unique Avoida the person is here to accomplish, is to know which things is his most difficult battle. So the Torah says, "V'lekach demereish is kol pri adam asher tovi mi'artzecha." The first thing is to understand which battle is the primary battle. That's the reish is kol pri adam. How does a person battle it? So the Maranaim teaches us that when a person identifies what the enemy is, that they have to be able to figure out how to utilize that very midah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. is v'samta b'tana. You got to take that midah. V'alachta l'mokam ha'shiyivcha Hashem l'kecha l'shakin shmei sham. Got to take that midah and bring it to the place that the Rebbeinu Shleilim chose. Obviously, that's difficult to do. So the Torah tells us, v'vosa l'koyin ha'shiyah b'yamim ha'hem. And in order to know how to do that, you got to bring the difficulty to the leaders of that generation. Rashi tells us, that in this case, you need to go to a person who understands the challenges of those times. You can't go to a person who's out of touch, or even sometimes to svarim of that are from previous generations. You need to understand, you need to take it to a person who knows how to apply those things to the generation that we're in, to know how to battle in our time. Therefore, it's a vasa l'koyim ha'shiyah b'yamim mehem. You got to bring it to a koyin who's b'yamim mehem. And you say to him, amarta ilav, and you say to him, yigadta yom l'shem alikechi, ki bosi ala aretz ha'shnish b'ashem, la v'seinu l'osistan. I'm dealing with the artsiest that Hashem gave to me to bring to him. So the Kohen is able to take that midah, those first fruits that you're struggling with, and he shows you how to take those unique struggles and put them in front of the Mizbeach, to put them and to understand how to battle with it. Here the Torah goes in and says that there are different types of Yetzirah. We had an enemy called Lavan. We have a Yetzirah called the Mitzrim. And the Torah then tells us the third Eitzah. The third Eitzah is V'nitzak al Hashem alikei aviseinu. That in order to succeed in our battle with the Yetzirah, we can't do it. Yilmala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael lo yacholai. We're not for the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom helps us, we couldn't win. So we need to utilize the assistance of the Rebbeinu Shleilim by calling out to the Rebbeinu Shleilim, V'yishma Hashem es keleinu, V'yaras anyeinu, V'slamaleinu, V'slachetzeinu. And he takes us out from Mitzrayim, B'yad Chazok, and he brings us to this place, V'yitin lanu v'sa'aretz hazois, and he gives us this land, this artsius, this form of struggle, for us to turn it into Eretz Avos Chalav Advash. And the person concludes by saying, V'ato, and now, as the neshama returns to its state, in Gan Eden, after life, in Evesius Reishis Pri Adama, the neshama says to the Rebbeinu Shleilim, I succeeded in bringing the Reishis Pri Adama Shenasata Li Hashem, this struggle that you gave me, V'nachtei Lefnei Hashem Alikecha, and I bring it back to the Rebbeinu Shleilim, V'shtachavisa Lefnei Hashem Alikecha, and as a result, the Torah says, by doing so and bringing it back, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with those midas, the result of which is v'samachta b'chal atoiv asher nosan l'cha Hashem alikecha. As a result, the neshama after life is able to go on and enjoy the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jew with that struggle, and is able to bask in the ziv hashchina to receive all of the rewards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him for understanding how to battle, how to utilize the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by utilizing the etzes of recognizing, first of all, what the battle is, by going to the Kohen HaShiyah B'yamim Mahem, by crying out to the Rebbeinu Shleilim, and as a result, being able to utilize all of our midas to serve Hashem.